Rarely does one find inspiration in the drudgery of doing laundry, that is, unless you happen to be writer Christopher Wynn.
For 9 years, I've hauled my overstuffed canvas bag to obscure laundromats, usually wearing my last pair of clean underwear and a t-shirt with holes. After recently moving again, I was forced to find yet another washateria. But this time, it was anything but obscure. A shadow fell over my face as I looked up to see what could only be described as the motherlode of all laundromats, Wash World. The gigantic letter stood like a beacon to humanity's soiled and stained masses. A crisp white banner waved in the breeze, announcing its grand opening in bold letters. There were more than 100 new machines, a gourmet snack bar, an entertainment arcade, and best of all, a price break on Tuesdays. I flung myself to the front doors, dragging my bag behind me. Inside, I started my laundry and collapsed on a nearby bench. All around me, mothers diligently folded shirts and towels, while children ran through the narrow aisles, laughing and screaming in frenzied games of hide-and-seek. The strong smell of detergent mixed with the odor of slightly burnt popcorn from the snack bar. Wash World's luster was quickly beginning to fade. I rubbed my face and told myself that I was getting too old for this. I fantasized about having my own laundry room, the size of a house. At just that moment, my daydream was interrupted by a voice asking me, "Would you like some?" I looked up to see a young girl holding out a pack of gum. I took a stick, and we both began chewing, filling the air between us with the aroma of spearmint. The girl told me that her name was Anna, and that she was going to be an animal doctor when she grew up. She then pointed out her aunt, who was folding clothes nearby, and explained that her aunt sold candy bars that help you get skinny. Anna's favorite is the cookie dough flavor. Anna then wanted to know what I did for a living. When I told her that I was a writer, she said, "Wow, you must be rich." I told her that if I were rich, I wouldn't be doing laundry at Wash World. She thought I was funny. Her aunt then called over for her to come back and help fold. The girl stood up, asking me before she went, "Do you have any animals?" "No," I said. "But when I do, I'm bringing them to you for their shots, so you better study." She nodded and smiled. The time finally came to check on my clothes. They were done. As I loaded up my basket, I thought about how lucky I was not to have my own washer and dryer. If I did, I would be sitting at home instead of in Wash World, and I never would have met Anna, my future veterinarian.
Christopher Wynn spins his laundry in New York City.